Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show. With that, you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Jones. Talk Show, Tarot Podcast TV, with your host, me, Juanita. That you go, girl. So listen, Janet, really, I'm just really vibing on Miss Jackson, because I'm nasty. And I've been vibing on her ever since. I mean, I've always vibed on Janet. Let's keep it 100. But this particular album happens to be, oh, I don't know, like, what, 20 years old? Something like that. And the music is just wonderful. It's just, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. Because I know, you know, we have detached from the twin flame journey. So we say we have, anyway, right? I ain't never detaching, but I've come to the realization that I might not be able to spend the 3D mortal walk existence with my twin flame if he doesn't want that, because, you know, they try to say that, oh, it's on us, the divine feminines, but actually, I mean, it is, because we've been doing the same shit, you know, from jump, meaning we've been loyal, we've been forthright, we've been straight up, you know, from jump. So it's almost devastating to discover that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it might really be over. And I'm looking over at this truck next to me, and it has a scorpion on its you can hear the truck, you hear it, that guy has a scorpion sticker on the back of his window holding a baseball bat, so I guess that's their team mascot or something, I don't know. But I just saw this, so I thought I'd say it. I thought I'd mention it. But I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to be with that man. I do. I mean, out of all the guys that I've been with, right? I just get a certain, I don't know, he's always treated me a certain kind of way, you know? And it's weird because I've had some really good guys, and a lot of my twin flame's behavior is narcissistic. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all know this is the twin flame debunking my own story in real time. I've always said I'm like the reality TV show of the twin flame journey, because I'm going through it in real time, and I've ascended, I'm on my path, I'm doing it, and I still love this man. But the thing about it is, I'm not, like, you know, like, I know the outcome might not be, I don't know. I don't even know what the outcome is going to be. All I know is that sometimes I feel so blissful, you know? I just feel good. I feel like, ooh, I'm going to have what I want. I'm going to have my baby. Yes, I am. You're going to be just for me. You're going to be all mine. You know, I do. And other times I feel like, dang, you know, what's going on? You know, I don't know. Now I feel less of the latter, but I mean, it's weird. It's almost like I have to shake it off. Like, I'd be like, well, okay, all right, you ain't talking to me today, okay. And it's really sad, because through this whole ordeal, we literally kept in contact the whole time. You know, we would throw bones out there to each other, crumbs, whatever you want to call it. We would throw it out there to let each other know that, hey, you know, I still love you, I'm with you, you know, like that. And over the past couple weeks, it, you know, I miss him. I think he's really, really trying to pull away from me. Because he know I'm not going to take that third-party situation. He know I'm not going to, you know, accept any of that debauchery that he's on. He know that. So it's partly like, you know, well, what you gonna do? There's nothing I can do except for just keep moving forward, keep doing me, you know? Because I want real love. I want good love. I want true love. I want it. And I desire a happy connection with someone, and I know that it's gonna come. I know it's gonna come. So I don't, you know, I just won't waste any time on trying to, you know, fathom if it's worth it or not. Because hell yeah, it's worth it if he dives all the way in and charges with bullhorns of love. It's totally worth it. Hell yeah. It's like I crave that man, you know? And that's the thing. I've never felt like that for like a man, a person, anybody. And I literally crave him. I literally crave him. You know, there's so many damn cars parked on our street. It's ridiculous. Like, where are all these goddamn cars going? People coming over here parking and shit. That's why I be straight hoo-banging on our area. Like, nah, motherfucker. You ain't gonna be just parking crazily over here. That's what you're not gonna do. But, yeah, I miss him. I miss him because, I mean, I don't know. It's weird because, like, for a while I had... I mean, when I first left, when my, the husband I was married to at the time, when we first split, I was really, broken up behind that, you know, I really was, because I thought that was it, you know, he was gonna keep moving forward, but he stopped moving forward, and he decided that my happiness wasn't important, and, you know, he could basically just, not deal with the demons that he's carrying around, but rather take his misery out on me. And I wasn't having that shit. And plus, I got two daughters. I wasn't gonna let them go through that shit. Nah, not me. Nope, not I, said Juanita. So it's a process, people. Please know that it's a process. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up, twin flamers. Don't beat yourself up. It's a process. Yes, you still have ascended. Yes, you still have, you know, I don't know why I'd be thinking that drinks are still like $12. Because, you know, I used to go out a lot back in the early 2000s, late 90s. I used to go out a lot. I went out so much that I developed my own style of cooking, because the food was just so... I'm like, wait, how much did we pay for this fucking dry ass filet mignon? Oh, how much did I pay for this greasy ass lamb chop? Oh, wait, what? How much was this drink? $30? Are you kidding me? The fucking bottle, I could get a whole bottle, a 750 liter bottle of top shelf liquor for less than that. Just saying. So, you know, my life has changed because I allow, you know, my desire and, you know, me caring for someone, I allow that to overshadow the fact that I had worked so hard to put my life the way I wanted it to be. and for it to turn out to where I literally had to start all over again in love, in life, everything, you know? And I'm just sick of lying ass dudes. I'm sick of people who have hidden agendas towards me, you know, because they see me as a strong individual. They see me as a woman who stands her ground and who loves herself. And, you know, they want to fight that. They want to fight it. They want to, you know, tear me down. And I just have to say that I just can't have that. I cannot have it. I cannot have it. We will have none of that. None of it. Eh? So, we won't have it, no. Black Panther reference. We won't have it. Mm-mm. So, I feel very fortunate to be as positive as I am and to have grown up that way. Despite my stepfather being super, super mean and just, you know, evil. Like, dude, why are you so angry? You know what I'm saying? Damn. And from my mom being so cheery and so happy to him being so mean and upset to where it just broke her down to where she didn't have no light. Her light dimmed, you know, and she was all depressed and shit. Nah. I'd rather be by myself and happy than with someone and depressed. How about that? So I think I'm just after, you know, what any normal person would be after in this position, you know. It's like, damn, I have to just move on, you know. No closure, no explanation. You know what I'm saying? You know how hard that is. So you know how strong I am. You know I'm the high priestess, because how do you do that? How do you move on from someone that you completely love to the core? I mean, love to the core. You saw a future with them. You love them so much you want to have their children, or you want to give them children. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like that person does the most horriblest things to you, meaning they just go off with other people and they give their love to other people, and unbeknownst to you. So when you finally find out, it's really an eye opener, and it's really devastating. It really is. So, I've been spending all this time just getting over it, you know, getting over it without becoming bitter. That's been my challenge. That's why it's taken me a little longer than the average girl, because I want to be over it, but I don't want to be angry at him. When I think of him, I only want to, you know, miss him, like, aw, too bad that didn't work out. Aw, I miss him. Aw. That's how I want to feel about him. I don't want to be like, fuck that motherfucking goddamn son of a bitch. I don't want to be like that. Because that's just negative energy. And I ain't trying to stew that shit around in my pot. Nah, I'm good. I need to be happy. That's the only way that's going to save me. That's the only way that I'm going to be able to deal with my children and get them to where they need to be. That's the only way that I'm going to deal with myself and keep myself positively, you know, affirmed and upbeat and up, you know, motivated and stuff like that. So it's just, it's a journey. It's a journey. That's why I say the twin flame journey is for life. Regardless if you're with the counterpart or not, it's for life. Because it has truly, truly opened me up. And I'm really excited. I'm really happy for what I could achieve, where I could go, what I could learn, and what I could be. And I mean, already I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel that I'm dedicated to. I do tarot, I do light work, empathy, all of it. And it just, the trauma from
the experience through the twin flame journey is what opened it up. I won't say that's what gave it to me, because no, I was always this person. Always. I've always been this person. I just didn't have a name for it. I didn't have a label for it. I didn't have a structure for it. I didn't have a soul tribe with it, you know? But now I have all those things. Yay! And I miss my twin flame. I do. I miss him. I miss him. I do. I miss him. Just certain things that he did, you know, that made me feel really feminine and just made me have hope. It made me comfortable. It made me really comfortable. And I love him. I think he's the tops. I mean, when he puts his mind to do something, he's amazing. He's amazing, and he's super talented in so many areas. You know, it's like I could be on every dating site in the world, I think, and still not find that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Because when I found him, that's what I'm saying. I got to get out there and try to put something together, because the way I feel about him, I feel like almost like the way I found him and how I found him and how we connected, it's just, that's it. There's nobody else that's going to do that for me. And I mean, I've lived on this earth 47 years, you know, and 27 of them I've been dating, and I have not met anyone like him until I met him. And that says a lot. That says a lot. So if I'm not allowed to have that with him, then I have to accept that that's the way it's supposed to be. But I know that I'm supposed to have love. I know I'm supposed to have someone cuddle up to me. Mm-hmm. I know I am. And that's what keeps me holding on. That's what keeps me holding on and hopeful and open to help someone, you know, else who doesn't know or who needs a little bit of guidance. You know? Gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Before you know it, we'll be in union and we'll be happy. And we'll start to notice things about ourselves that we didn't before. Yeah. I have a wonderful home and a great family. And it's funny because I used to think I didn't have no butt, but I went out tonight as I'm, you know, like losing my little weight and getting myself physically fit, but in a certain kind of way so that I don't lose certain parts, right? I got a nice, big, juicy booty. It's juicy where it counts, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I wish you guys love and light, and thank you so much for hanging out with me all the time here on my podcast, on the YouTube channels, on Instagram, on Facebook Live, all of it. You guys are really precious to me. And even though I haven't met you yet, or maybe you haven't found my channel yet, or you just found my channel, I love you. I think you are so perfect, and I wish you the best in all your endeavors. I really, really do, because
sometimes all we need is one cheerleader. Just one. One.
Oh my God. I just noticed that one of my earrings is missing, yo. See, I hate that shit.
Now, how the hell is one of my earrings gonna be missing? I don't even have on no weave right now. I just got on the one, the short hair. See? Damn it.
And that's a gold earring, so you know it's gone. Somebody got that shit. Before, I thought I had lost my earring, but it was actually in my, I didn't put it on. But this one, yeah, this one is gone. But the funny thing is, it's like I didn't even feel it. Like it shouldn't have come off. Why did it come off? When did it come off? How did it come off? It shouldn't have come off. Damn it! That's a gold earring, y'all. They like $200. But anyway, you know, I can't trip on shit. I just gotta keep moving. When did I notice that my earring was missing? I didn't, because I never noticed. I didn't notice, but I'm going to look at my live, and I'm going to see, like, when I had my earrings on, when I had them, when I didn't have them, whatever, and then I'll be able to be like, oh, snap, you know, and I probably could have looked around in that place where I was at, and it was probably right there, because that's how shit go. I don't have any clue when the earring fell. But anyway, that's like a woman thing, and we hate that shit. That's why we don't always wear our gold earrings, and my shit is gone now. These were a birthday gift from years ago. Gone. How did I lose that earring? Now, I'm very curious. I want to go back to my live and see if I had it on my ear. Like, if it was on my ear while I was talking. Oh, probably when I put my jacket on. Damn it. Yep. I bet you. And white people, they always stealing shit. Probably when I put my fucking jacket on. When I put my jacket on, I could have hit my ear or whatever, and it popped off. Which it shouldn't, because this one is super secure. Like, I'm pulling on it, tugging on it. It ain't going nowhere. Why did that one come out? Whack. And then he didn't even notice. My homeboy that was with me, he didn't even notice. Like, girl, where your other earring at? Look around for your earring. Your earring. You don't have your earring on. Where's your other earring? You lost your earring? You know, they didn't even notice. That's what I be saying. People be so into their own bullshit. Like, because back in the day, a friend of mine, if they had lost their earring, I would have noticed that shit. I'd have been like, girl, where your earring at? You know what I mean? It's probably that stupid-ass restaurant. Unnecessary. Wasting my money. Wasting my time. Now that I lost my earring. All right. I digress. I hate when I notice stuff like that. Because I just looked at myself in the mirror and I just noticed that my earring is gone. That's why I'm always checking myself out. When I walked out the bathroom, I didn't notice though. I didn't notice. I can't say I did or didn't. I didn't really look at myself because I washed my hands. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm about to get off of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I wish you love and light. And as always, I'll see you in the funny papers. Ciao, Bela. Ciao, Belas. Bye.
The One Talk Show will be right back. And don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye!